Happy birthday to Pam Grier.
Hell yeah.
The hottest woman to grace movie screens in the history of ever.
Jackie Brown.
Sheba Baby.
How old is she?
71.
Whoa. So, gosh, she was only in her 50s when she made Jackie Brown. Maybe 50. Mm-hmm. It was a long time ago. Was considered a career resurrection for her.
I'd like to meet Pam Grier. Think I can make that happen?
I met Vivica A. Fox.
Oh, mark that.
What's up? Were you there?
No, I think that was pre-me. I think. Because it was in L.A. on a trip.
Yes, it was at the Staples Center.
Okay, yeah, no, I wasn't there.
She was pretty impressed with me.
Well, I wanted to
meet. I did middays.
I wanted to meet Thelma Hopkins, and I did that.
Yeah, but you ain't met Pam Grier.
Did you ever?
I know. But now I want to put it out in the atmosphere that I want to meet Pam Grier.
You're a Jackie Brown fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
One of the my favorite cinematic scenes of all time is when she's at the airport bar and Ordell walks in and says, "Damn, Jackie Brown, you fine. I bet you need in repellent to keep MFers off of you in here."
And
he said it. I'm just...
That's a great...
Reporting it.
It's a great line of... It's a great road to go down if you want to say someone needs that. Pretty sure I've said that before. Pretty
no
sure. Can you believe that it's been 15 years since Carrie Underwood won American Idol? Well, that was yesterday, was her 15th anniversary of winning. And she went to Twitter and said, "Wow, I can't believe it's been 15 years since my American Idol win." That's where I got it.
Okay.
I want you guys to try to name as many American Idol winners as you possibly can.
Sanjaya's sister.
Because she was the fourth winner of American Idol. Can you name the three before Carrie Underwood?
Let's call Tony.
Yeah.
Fantasia.
I'll tell you all of them.
Fantasia was 2004. That's one.
Ruben Studdard.
Ruben Studdard was 2003.
And the
there's a Taylor in here somewhere.
He was after.
Taylor Nicks.
Taylor Swift was after. Not Taylor
or Hicks.
Swift.
Is it Hicks?
Taylor Hicks, yes, was after. 1 year after Carrie Underwood.
He's the gray-haired dude that looked like young Jay Leno.
Yes. Okay. You're missing the one who won the
Kelly
first American Idol. There you go, Kelly Clarkson.
I'm an Idol P1. What can I say?
Now, anytime after that, I didn't even know the show was still on the damn air.
You know what
Corby's
nickname for Ruben Studdard is, don't you?
No.
Fatty Hamburger.
That's not right.
That's what he called him.
What's Derek Kennard's nickname?
Big ass D.
Sundressed ass. Who was the guy that was with Ruben Studdard that lost? The skinny gay guy?
Oh, Clay Aiken. Right?
No.
Yes.
No?
That sounds right.
Yep.
I think you're right.
Yep.
Yes.
Russell Scott confirms it.
Did you know that Ruben and Clay had a Broadway show called Ruben and Clay's First Annual Christmas Carol Family Fun Pageant Spectacular Reunion Show?
Well, how'd they name that?
So long. So I know Jordan Sparks won the year after Taylor Hicks, but after that, I haven't heard I don't recognize any of these guys' names. Do you know who the judges are on American Idol right now?
Right now?
Yeah. That's on ABC.
Jeez. Is it the dude from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Is he in there somewhere? I don't know.
Wayne Brady?
Yeah, is Wayne Brady in there somewhere?
No. It's the other black guy. Lionel Richie.
Lionel's on there. That's
the only one I know.
The other black guy. That was unnecessary swipe at my head.
Well, duck.
I can name several black guys.
You saw the punch coming, duck.
Don't challenge me to name as many black guys as I can. I can name tons.
Tons. Go.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, like which team do you want me to start on?
Eric Dampier.
I'm talking about ones
Nate
that
Newton.
You know.
Oh, like I know personally?
Yeah.
I know
Donovan Lewis.
Several.
No, what happened to tons?
Oh, well, you didn't say I had to like have on my phone.
Yeah, you personally know. I want you to count the amount of black guys in your phone and report back on Friday.
Okay.
Don't do it now.
All right.
And I will count the number of white guys in my phone and we'll compare.
Unfair.
How's that unfair?
You work here.
So you, that's going to outnumber the brothers you have in your phone?
You work in white people land.
Yes. Yes.
That is so okay. shocking. You know what?
Okay. No. Take the white people out of Cumulus, and we'll do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Cumulus white people are ineligible for this game.
Yes. As are Cumulus black people.
Person.
Person.
Okay. All right.
Deal?
The challenge is on.
Friday fun.
Okay.
Count the amount of brothers you have in your phone and count the amount of dead people that you still have in your contacts.
Man, I don't want to do that part.
But
that's
you're going to do it.
All right.
You're going to do it. Jimmy Fallon has come under fire again. I don't know why all of a sudden it's back, but 20 years ago, he impersonated Chris Rock in a Saturday Night Live skit wearing
a mask.
High top.
Wrong.
Masks.
And wrong. Blackface. Blackface.
No. Not Jimmy.
They're saying that the clip resurfaced this week on Twitter with the trending hashtag Jimmy Fallon is over party, with users calling for the TV host to be fired by NBC.
Now, when did he do this?
And 2000.
Where? On TV?
Saturday Night Live.
Man.
It's just blackface.
That's a picture of Fallon as Chris Rock, and he looks nothing like him. Like nothing.
Does the word resurfaced ever mean anything good? If something resurfaces, it's always bad, right?
Yes. And especially something that's 20 years ago. Now, everyone can say it's a different time.
Would you like to?
You know, maybe. But it is out there now, and they want his show canceled.
Who does?
People.
People who are mad about him being in blackface on Saturday Night Live. Well, you know what? Dark makeup. Blackface.
I mean, it's certainly a weird situation, isn't it? Because socially acceptable does not make anything right. But it's not like Saturday Night Live was some off the path.
It's not like he did this at a Christmas party.
Cable access
videoed
thing
on their flip phone.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is SNL feels mainstream enough, you know.
I mean,
name another show after 10 o'clock on a Saturday night.
It had to go through levels of approval to actually air.
Well, and maybe more importantly, societal approval, where let's just say you had 5 years to really take issue with this as a public on any level with NBC, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Kind of feels to me like if you've decided 20 years later that something you knew about 20 years ago, I don't know, right?
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, this isn't something that surfaced that no one knew about. It,
right,
it aired
that's my
on
point.
Saturday
yes.
Night Live.
Like you did it last week.
My right. point is, if you're really mad, you're calling for a guy's job, and I'm no Jimmy Fallon fan, but if you're calling for his career to end,
where was the outrage the day it
you
aired?
You probably need to be mad pretty soon after it happens, and like I said, I'm willing to offer, like, let's say a 5-year window, which is probably way too many, but let's go extreme here, you know?
Here's another caption that appeared on Twitter about this. NBC fired Megyn Kelly for mentioning blackface. Jimmy Fallon performed on NBC in blackface. He still has a job.
And he will probably remain employed.
And Megyn Kelly was fired in 2018.
Because
she defended the... I mean, if you're going to be Beyonce, what do you do?
We got a little whataboutism going.
If you're going to be Michael Jackson, he has to go whiteface to be Michael Jackson. You know, Brian May took to Instagram on Sunday, where he posted a video detailing his recent health scare.
Brian May, lead guitarist of Queen. You met Brian May?
I did.
That's cool.
You did not see the picture I posted on the Twitter?
No.
I was at the Bone. They sent us to Vegas. for the We Will Rock You show, me and Spicoli. And we went backstage.
Just the two of you?
Yeah. We went backstage and met Brian May.
I'm sure he was thrilled.
Who was less thrilled? You or Brian May?
Really didn't know all about the greatness of Queen back then, Bob.
No.
I just know I was in Vegas.
But I also know a member of the band wasn't probably over the moon to meet some guys from Dallas radio either.
A brother from a classic rock station. But it may have been a first. Maybe he was thrilled. Like, oh my gosh, I don't see this quite often.
This feels like a draw almost as you two are
we're battling
trying to decide who's less interested in the other.
I don't care. No, I don't care. No, I don't care. He actually had a heart attack. Brian May.
Oh, no.
But this. See if you have heard this before. He tore his butt muscles to shreds while gardening.
Huh? What does one have to do with the other?
I don't know. I don't know if he took a nice bend to try to smell the roses. I have no idea. But he tore his butt muscles to shreds.
And then had a heart attack?
I mean, I don't know if it was like in order. He tore the butt muscles and went, oh!
Or does the heart attack cause you to?
I don't know what order it came
stress
in, but
your butt.
He had both. Both.
Tearing your butt muscles to shreds. You never really hear that.
No, you
reported
don't.
In the medical journals.
He said he's fine now, though. It's all good.
He's good?
His yeah.
butt is healed?
His butt heart is okay. And butt. His heart is okay. He will be, oh, look at that. You think he's doing well right now with the hair? Because he vowed never to cut his hair. And just the start of this Instagram video, he looks like he tore his ass muscles in this picture with the hair standing straight up on his head.
He's probably just happy to still have it.
His butt?
And his hair.